It's all over but the signing. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 16th day of November. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, hundreds of Starbucks workers walked off the job. We'll share details about that. The hot labor market is showing signs of cooling off. We've got numbers about that as well. Walmart gave off some signals that impacted the company's stock. Employers want workers back in the office, but what are they doing to their offices? We'll tell. We're going to be talking nacho fries a little bit later on. We've got the Wall Street Report and a very sluggish market today. Plus, Amazon is about to get into car sales in a big way. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and once again, welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you are with us again today. By the way, you want to follow us on social media? Yeah, we do have a Facebook page. You can find us at Insight on Business, the News Hour, over on Threads. It's Insight on Business, and on X, formerly known as Twitter, it is at IOB_NewsHour. After several tense days when reporting seemed to suggest that UAW workers at GM would not ratify the new contract, the votes are in and success. It's over. The AP is reporting that a vote tracking spreadsheet on the union's website shows that with all local union offices reporting, the contract passed by just over 3,400 votes with 54.7% in favor. A union spokesperson on Thursday confirmed the spreadsheet had the official GM totals. Now, the outcome was closer than expected after the UAW's celebrations of victory last month on many key demands that led to 6 weeks of targeted walkouts against GM, Ford, and Stellantis, the maker of Jeep and Ram vehicles. Meanwhile, on Thursday, the contract had a big lead in voting over at Ford and Stellantis. Ratification was leading at Ford by more than 10,000 votes, with 66.7% of ballots in favor. And over at Stellantis, the lead was over 5,700, with 66.5% voting for the deal, according to the UAW website. In other labor news, on Thursday, thousands of Starbucks workers walked off the job in a one-day strike, as in what organizers said was the biggest and largest strike yet of the two-year-old effort to unionize the company's stores. The Workers United Union chose Starbucks' annual Red Cup Day to stage the walkout, since it's usually one of the busiest days of the year. Starbucks expects to give away thousands of reusable cups to customers who order holiday drinks. Workers were expected to picket for part of the day and visit non-union stores the rest of the day. Around 30 stores also staged walkouts on Wednesday. While the labor market remains healthy, there are some signs it's cooling off just a bit. How do we know? Unemployment applications. The Labor Department said applications for unemployment benefits rose by 13,000 to 231,000 for the week that ended November 11, and that is the most in 3 months. Overall, 1.87 million people were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended November 4, about 32,000 more than the previous week, and the most in almost 2 years. It was the sixth straight week that continued claims rose. Yet, businesses are not cutting back on hiring when they can find the right applicant. In October, new hires amounted to 150,000 jobs added. Still, that is a healthy number. All of these data points had a bit of an impact on Wall Street, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. The third quarter for Walmart saw increased traffic in its stores as customers continue to seek bargains. The company reported better-than-expected financial results for the period. However, it offered a cautious outlook and said that shoppers pulled back their spending in late October. On Thursday, that news spooked investors, and Walmart saw its stock drop by more than 8% to settle at $156.05 a share. If you're paying attention to the constant drumbeat of employers demanding workers return to the office, you would think those businesses would be retaining their office space. However, many are not. Business Insider is reporting that Robin Powered, that's a desk booking platform, surveyed 530 business owners and facilities managers across the U.S. about how their company's office space is currently being used and what the future of the physical office will look like. The survey found that 80% of businesses have downsized since the start of the pandemic, with a further 75% planning to reduce their office square footage next year. Get this, over 60% of companies who responded to the survey say they are paying $50 or more per square foot for their office space. And as a result, over two-thirds plan to reduce their office space by 50%, or almost a third planning to right-size their office by a quarter or less. At the same time, these are just amazing numbers. At the same time, 88% of companies are mandating that staff work a certain number of days in the office, with 52% mandating at least 4 days a week in the office. The return-to-office mandate is an effort by business owners to ensure they're getting the most out of the office space given the high cost associated with renting. However, 40% of respondents in the survey said that they're only utilizing half of their available office space or less, and only 28% said they're using 100% of their space. The bottom line seems to be that workers are expected to come back to the office, but when you're there, don't expect to have a bunch of room in which to do your work. And that is not going to go over very well at all. Seems sort of wrong-headed to us, right? Enough with the numbers. Let's talk food. Taco Bell has two new deals cooking. You can make it a month of nacho fries with the new Nacho Fries Lovers Pass. The $10 pass, available to Taco Bell Rewards members, gets you a regular order of nacho fries every day for 30 consecutive days. To become a rewards member, you got to sign up at the Taco Bell app through December 4. And Taco Bell has a new twist on its popular nacho fries dish. Grilled cheese nacho fries, a limited-time menu item for $4.99, that all starts on Thursday, November 16. And it features the seasoned fries topped with mozzarella, Monterey pepper jack, and cheddar cheeses, and grilled steak can also be ordered with jalapenos. You want some more? Well, on Tuesday, November 21, Taco Bell Rewards members can get free delivery on a build-your-own meal for four. You get to choose four of Taco Bell's three classic items like tacos and burritos and two sides, including nacho fries, and you can add four medium drinks for $4, all at participating locations while supplies last. And this, by the way, has got to be ordered through the Taco Bell app, not available in store. You know, nothing says Thanksgiving week like a box of Taco Bell stuff, right? All right, let's get back to the numbers. Wall Street ended the day mixed and flat. The Dow lost 45 points on the trade, ending the session at 34,945. The NASDAQ sort of flatlined, picking up just 9 points to close at 14,113. And the S&P 500 gained 5 points to finish the day at 4508. Investors were taking a breather to digest weaker economic data and a rally that's carried the NASDAQ nearly 10% higher since the beginning of the month. West Texas Intermediate crude fell a bunch today, off by $3.70 to $72.95 a barrel at news time. And the 10-year Treasury also was off, falling to 4.443% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how deep Amazon is about to go when it comes to selling vehicles. The online giant is going all in on car sales next year, allowing customers to buy new vehicles directly from dealers on its site. The company announced that Hyundai would be the first automotive brand available via this option on the e-commerce platform. The move, though incremental, notes Bloomberg, could push other manufacturers toward digitizing auto sales. The way we buy vehicles continues to change post-pandemic, and more EV companies are selling directly to consumers online. Shares of online used car sellers like CarMax and Carvana dropped by as much as 8% on the news. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. And we want you to go ahead and click ahead to listen to Erin Hochman. She is from the Des Moines Area Rapid Transit Authority, and she's talking about the potential to cut services by 40% due to a lack of funding. Click through for Erin. Some important news coming to you from the Greater Des Moines Metro. Once again, thanks so very much for listening. For all of us here at the studio, we want to say thanks for being with us. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.